gonna tell you, I know you're my friend, but your little good boy been tickling me under my chin. You better stop her. Popo Lightning, take her in. You better stop her quick, because I hope she'll never do them things again. Yeah, she said, Lightning, you's all right. My husband can't come, but can I come to see you tonight? I said, he's my friend. I done told you to don't do it again. Dear brother, you better stop her, 'cause the next time I may take her in. One day the news got back to my best friend that his wife had been over there taking me under my chin. He said, Lightning, I thought you knowed better, and why did you let her? I said, what, boys? He said, take you under your chin. I said, I told you, better stop her. She better not never do that again. 'Cause the next time she do it, poor Lightning, he may take her in. And I know he felt bad, he said. I said, will you forgive me for my little sin? I said, I won't bother no more. I don't care how she ticked me on my chin. He said, look at me, boy, I want you to smile, 'cause I've been your friend ever since both of us was child. I said, whoa, but just don't let her do that again. Well, you know she gonna keep on tickling me. I take that woman on in. Well, a woman can fool you, she said. I know a family, there wasn't nothing but friends. They all went around tickling one another up under the chin. Said it didn't allow one of them to go out the house, because they had so much money gonna keep it in the family that they want nobody else to know what it's about, you know. And still they was friends. You know a woman could be married to one brother, and then she'll, if he die, she'll marry him again. Just to keep it from being a sin.